Today's daf is daf Ayin Ches, as we begin the fifth parak of Chulin, parak Oso Espedo. Prakim from this point on are really just independent prakim of different Yisurim as we go. Oso Espedo, Kisei Dam, and Blas Rechalav, Gidah Nasher, all these things are one particular Isser Mitzvah that the parak emphasizes. So the parak begins, Oso Espedo, the Isser of Shechting a mother and child on the very same day, or animal the same day, a cow and a calf, for example, on the same day. Noeg bein ba'aret bein b'chutzaret is something that's practiced whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether outside, b'fnei ba'ish, shelo b'fnei ba'ish, whether in the b'zman ha'mikdash, whether b'zman churban ha'ba'is, b'chulin u'b'mikdashim. It applies equally whether the animals are chulin, whether the animals are mukdashim. So there's an interesting machlokas in the Sefer Chinuch, the Rambam, and others, the reason why the Torah instituted such an Isser. Now, of course, we don't have to know reasons. We don't have to darshan time of the Kra. The fact that it's a Gezeres HaMelech is sufficient. But nonetheless, the Mor Nevuchim, the Chinuch, talk about what the reason is. So the Chinuch brings two answers down, which is number one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show his Hashkacha Klalis, that he has Hashkacha over all creatures, and he wants to ensure that none of them don't go extinct. So therefore, we don't want to shecht a two and a mother and a child on the same exact day, lest it lead to some level of extinction. That's the understanding of the Chinuch. And then the second one is, he says it's a certain level of achzarius to shecht a cow and calf on the same day. So midas chemla, a person shev rachmanis, and not shecht them the same day. These are the two basic reasons. It's brought down by Shulach HaKein as well, this discussion, if it's about trying to wipe out the mother and its chicks, or it's about showing certain rachmanis. But these are basic reasons we have and these two parallel Yisurim. So the Mishnah now goes through many different permutations of Chulin and Mukdashin b'chutz b'fnim. So we have to follow through it, so you have to calculate each one, but the Mishnah now says Ketad. How does all of this work? Ketad ha-shochet esbeno, os esbeno, Chulin b'chutz. Let's say shecht two Chulin animals, os esbeno, b'chutz, outside, shneim ksherim. Both of them are kosher. The shechita is a good shechita. However, a sheni sofek es arbaim. But the second guy is going to get lashes for shechting osu esbeno. The first guy was completely fine. He did nothing wrong. But the second guy who shechted the calf, so the shechita is going to be a good shechita. He did everything right. But there's going to be an iser osu esbeno. It's going to be malka. So Rabbi Eger asks among all the achronim, we have a concept the Gemara and Timur talks about. If you violate an Isser, it shouldn't be effective. So if you violate Oso as Beno, so it shouldn't be a good Shechita. That's the question he asks. So many answers are given. The Prima Gadim sounds like Iavid Lo Mahani. When you do an Isser and it's ineffective, it's only when the Isser itself is what's going on. But when there's an external Isser, so in this case, Oso as Beno is the Isser, but the Shechita is not really the same as Oso as Beno. And it's hard to really try to figure out what that means. But there are two different things that are done on. There's Oso es Beno and there's Shechita. So since these are two different concepts, although I violated Isser Oso es Beno, it's not going to impact the relevance, the effect of the Shechita, in which case it will still be a good Shechita. There's a fascinating discussion Rev Yeruchim Fishel Perla discusses on his comments on the Rasag. Everyone learned his comments are very long. Rasag has a Sefer Mitzos, which he writes in a poem. Unclear what he means when he lists 613 mitzvahs. So Perlau spent his life, much of his life, trying to figure out what the Rasag meant, or Rasagon meant by the various lines in the poem. And he has these very long essays about the various topics. So there's a Bahag there. There's a Bahal Halachas Gedolos on this sugya, where he discusses machlokas between the Rambam. What happens when a person shechs it on the day? Oses beno. So Rambam says, you could eat them both then. They're both permitted, like the Mishnah says. The Bahag says, you have to wait until the next day to eat the Isser. There's a certain chalos and Isser on the Cheftza that takes effect. Meaning, even though you would think Oses Beno is an Isser in the Shechita, so the Bahag's Mechadesh is actually an Isser Cheftza, and you can't eat the second animal that day until the next day comes by. That's the issue. So they have a machlokas, what does Bahag mean? So some say it means it's mamash a chalos Isser. It's like a to'eva, like bas b'chalav becomes an Isser Cheftza Lizman. Others say it was simply a kanas. They gave you a penalty for doing such a thing, but it's not really intrinsically usher. So the nafkamina is, let's say a person accidentally shechted an osu esbeno, so if it's about a kanas, so then you don't get penalized for doing something accidental. But if there's mamash a chalos iser, like the way the Bach understands the Bahag, then it would be usher even if it was done b'shogeg. If a guy mixed bas b'chalav together b'shogeg, it's still going to be aser, it's still bas b'chalav. Same would hold true if you assume that way by osu esbeno. That's like the big lumdus in osu esbeno. The sugi, is it a ma'is shchita, or is it even an iser chefsa according to the Bahag? Okay, so that's the first case. You shech two chulin animals b'chutz. They're both kasher, but the second guy gets la malchus. Next case. Kodshim b'chutz. Let's say you shech two animals two kodshim animals b'chutz. Now we know it's also to shech kodshim b'chutz. It's a chiv karis. So now, harishon is chayv karis. The first guy, since he did shchutei chutz, is chayv karis. Nothing to do with osas b'no at all. Shineim, but the second one is going to be a violation of both are possible because you did, they're both kachim, which are shechted outside, and shneim sofkines arbaim, and both of them are going to get lashes as well. But only the first guy gets kares, not the second guy. Why not? Why doesn't the second guy get kares? Because if you look at Rashi, harishon chayiv kares. It's around, from where the mission begins, around six lines down in Rashi, harishon chayiv kares. Mishum shchutechutz. Aval hasheni potem in akaris. The second guy, isn't he shechting kachim bechutz also? The kevan the nishchata imo. Since you shechted the mother first, shuv ein aroy haben lishache bifnim. You can't shech this child, this calf today. Inside the pasul mishum bechutz man. You have to wait till the day passes. So now it's a psul mechutz man, and your ein ochay mishum shchutechutz elam kein roy lifnim. The only chayv on shechting kachim bechutz if that kachim is roy to be brought inside. But since this beno is not right today to be brought inside, and you shechted it, it would be a pasul shchita, and you wouldn't be chayiv shchutei chutz. So therefore, in the end, there you get both get malchus. The first guy gets malchus for violating shchutei chutz. There's a lav involved in addition to the karis, and the second guy is chayiv malchus for violating also as beno. Okay, next case chulin b'fnim. Let's say you take two chulin animals and shecht both of them inside the Beis HaMikdash. Shneim posulin. Both of them are pasul. Why? The first one's pasul because it's chulin ba'azar. You can't bring chulin into the azar. You're chayiv. It's pasul. And number two, they're both sulim. They're both pasul because it's chulin ba'azar. And only the sheni guy gets sofek as arbaim. When it comes to chulin ba'azar, there are no malchus. It's pasul, but you don't get malchus for shechting chulin in the azar. So in this case, only the second guy gets malchus for violating oso as beno. Next case. Kachim bifnim, you take two animals that are kachim, you bring them inside the azara. Harishon's kasher, because it's a kachim animal in the azara. You did everything right. It's completely kasher. Upater, and you're exempt from any malchus. You did nothing wrong. Hasheni, the second kachim, the beno that shechted inside, one is the sofik es arbon, because now you, and pasul, because now you violated also as beno, you get malchus, and the animal is also possible because since it's mechusar's man, because you should be shechting this kachim today, you have to wait until tomorrow, the kachim is going to be possible as well. Next scenario. Chulin v'kachim b'chutz. You shecht one animal that's a chulin, the mother's a chulin, let's say, and the beno is kachim, and you shecht both of them outside. Harishon kasher pater. The first one, which was chulin, was everything was done properly. It was all outside, it was chulin, great. Hasheni, the second one that's kachim, that's shechted outside, is sofek es arbam, is going to get malchus because of, this is for upasal. It's sofek es arbam because of oses beno. Fine. But it's not chiv kares because of shchutei chutz, because since it's beno, it's mechusar's man, it's not roi befnim, you're not chayiv shchutei chutz, but you are chayiv oses beno, that's why you get malchus, and the animal would be pasal. Next scenario. Kachim v'chulin b'chutz. You do the opposite order. First you shech the kachim outside, and then you shech the chulin inside, outside, both outside. Harishon's chayv karis, upasal, because since the first one's kachim, you shech it outside, it's shchutei chutz, it's chayv karis. The sheni is kasher, it's a good shchita, but shneim sofknes arbaim, both of them get malchus, the first one for shchutei chutz, and the second one for also as bino. Next scenario. Chulin v'kachim b'fnim. You do the chulin first and then the kachim, but this time both of them are b'fnim. Shneim psulim, both are pasul, because the one is chulin bazara, the other one is oses b'no. V'asheni sofek is arbaim, and the second one, the kachim shechted inside, is going to get malchus because it's a violation of oses b'no. Next case. Kachim v'chulin b'fnim. You first shech kachim, and then you shech chulin both inside. Harishon's kasher pater. The first one, which is kachim, is completely pater, because you do it inside it properly. Hasheni is sofek es arbaim. The second one of chulin is malchus because it's a violation of osu es beno, and it's going to be pasul as well. Chulin b'chutz u b'fnim. So now you do both chulin, but first you do a chulin outside, then you do a chulin inside. So harishon is kasher pater. The first one that's done properly outside, that chulin animal is kasher, everything's okay. Hasheni, the second one. Sofek es haribayim apostle. The second one that's brought inside, it's getting malchus because of also esbeno. Next case. Kachim bechutz ubefinim. You first shecht kachim outside, then you shecht kachim inside. Harishon chayv karis, because you did shchut echutz. And shem polosofkin is haribayim, and shem psulim. Both are getting malchus. The first one gets malchus for kachim echutz, and shchut echutz, and the second one gets malchus because also esbeno. And both of them are going to be disqualified. Chulin ba'ath bifnim v'ubachutz. Now you do chulin first in the inside, then you do chulin on the outside. Harishon is pasol because of chulin bazara, but pater. There are no malchus for chulin bazara. Hasheni, the chulin that's done outside afterwards, is sofek es haribayim because of oses b'no, but it's kasher because it's a good shechita. And then finally, kachim bifnim ubachutz. You first shecht kachim inside, then you shecht kachim outside. Harishon's kasher pater. Since you shechted the kachim inside the way you're supposed to, everything is fine. But the sheni, the kachim that shechted outside, is sofek es arbaim upasel because of oso espino. Okay, we're all good? Excellent, beautiful. So Gemara now says the Gemara is much easier than the Mishnah. Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says minayin la oso espino. How do I know oso espino is shenoeg bimukdashin, that they apply oso espino to the world of kachim? Tamalomer, the pasuk says shor ochesav oez ki valed. So it's important to know the context of the pasuk. It goes on to say v'hayos shivas yamim tachas imo umiyom hashmini v'hola yerate lekarbon ishel Hashem. This is talking about, there's a din. Just like by a boy, baby boy, we don't give ris mila to the eighth day, so too by karbanos, you cannot bring a karbon until it's 8 days old. That's from this pasuk here, the pasuk in Parshas Emor. So it's talking about a karbon. The very next pasuk, as the Gemara quotes, ukis siv basrei, right afterwards it says, v'shor oseh, oses b'no, lo sishchatu b'yom echad. So the fact that they juxtapose oses b'no to the karbon tells us that oses b'no applies to mukdashim as well. Limei to teach us, I'll also ask, but no, shenoeg b'mukdashim. That's the source. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ve'ema b'mukdashim in v'chulim lo. Maybe this tells us that maybe it should only apply to mukdashim and shouldn't apply to a regular case of chulim. And the Gemara says, can't be, because shor hifsik inin. The fact that the word shor is there separating it. Look at Rashi says, two lines up from the bottom, says Rashi, shor hifsik inin. Diakamai koi. If this really of oses b'no is going on the previous pasuk, nishtok b'nei v'nichtov oses b'no, deha b'shor b'se ayri le'el. The pasuk was already talking about shor, kasev, o'ez, ki v'leid, v'hayash, shivas, yamim, and so on. Then the next pasuk should have said, oses b'no, lo sishchatu b'yom echad. Why does it say v'shor or se? We know already that's the subject matter. Why repeat those words? The fact that we're separating shor or se, it tells us that this oses b'no, even though it's next to a pasuk of a karbon, sure, Seth tells us, but it's a separate topic. This is something that applies to all over the world, bein b'mukdashim, bein b'chulin. Gemara says now, bein b'chulin in b'mukdashim lo. So let's say the opposite. The fact that we've established that shor oseh serves as a barrier between the halachas of karban and the isser of oseh b'no, so maybe we should learn that it only applies to chulin, it no longer applies to the world of mukdashim either. And the Gemara says, Ksiv Vishur, it says Vav, Vishur, Vav Mosif al Inin Rishon. The Vav is telling me, and it also applies to a regular Shur or Seh, the Oses B'no. So we see from this, we Darshan Oses B'no applies to Chulin and Mukdash. The Gemara now says, wait, Ima Kachim Kalaim Lo, Af Oses B'no, Kalaim Lo. So just like you cannot bring an animal that's kalaim. Kalaim is where there's different father and mother. It's one's a sheep, one's a goat, and they have whatever is a product of that. So you can't bring such a animal as kalaim as kachim. So too, oses b'no shouldn't apply to kalaim either, if we're making such a connection between these two worlds. So alama tanya, how come then the Braisa tells us oso ves b'no noeg b'kalaim u'b'koi, that it does apply to kalaim. Koi is that strange animal that we can't ascertain whether it's a chaya or a behema or both or neither, but we see from this Braisa that it applies to kalaim. So if we have this connection of oso ves b'no applies to chulin and mukdashim equally, so then it shouldn't apply to kalaim, just like it doesn't apply to kalaim of kachim, it shouldn't apply to kalaim of chulin. The and more so, the Gemara asks, that sexiv. It says in the pasuk, shor oseh, and what does that teach us? Amar Rava, Rava says, ze bana'av. This is a overriding principle that tells us that kol malkum shenemar se eino ela lahotzi as a kalayim. So now, there seems to be a steer now. Since it says shor o seh, seh always tells us that kalayim are excluded. So we should learn that kalayim should not apply to the world oses beno. So we're going back and forth whether it applies to oses beno. Look at the Rashi says on top here, v'od kasha li Allah, d'had de katani noeg beklayim, ha'amar rabba. Doesn't rabba tell us that seh means that kalayim should be excluded? So again, there's a double question here. The question is, that if we're having an equation of Mukdashim and Chulin to the world of Oses Beno, so we should say, just like Kachim doesn't have Kalayim, so to Oses Beno of Chulin shouldn't apply to Kalayim either. That's point one. Point two is, whenever the word Seh is used, that means Kalayim's out of the picture. So since it says Seh by Oses Beno, it shouldn't apply to Kalayim. So we have two reasons to believe that Oses Beno should not apply to the world of Kalayim. How come the Braisa clearly says that Oses Beno does apply to the world of Kalayim? So Gemara says, you're right, you have two very good questions. But Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, oh, to shore Oseh, the word O is Larabos Esa Kalayim. That's what it's coming to teach us. So the extra word O is including Kalayim, subject to Oses Beno. Gemara says, that can't be the case, because Hi O, Mi Bar Le Lechalik. The word Or is O is necessary to teach me a different din, not to include Kalayim, but to teach me Lechalik. The Sakadaita Chamina, I would have thought, had it said Shor Visse, I would have thought, Ad the Shachet Shor Ubano, Se Ubano, Lo Mechayiv. Until you shecht an ox and its child, and also a sheep and its child, you wouldn't be chayiv. You have to shecht four animals to violate Oses Bano, Kamashalam from the word O, Lechalik, Mi Bano, Lechalik, to separate that either a Shor and Bano, or a Se Bano, or something else. So the word O is no longer available to include Kalayim. So Gemara says, no, that's mibino nafka. We learn the word mibino to teach me that it's a shor and it's bino in the singular, or se and bino in its singular. But now that you have to have both of them. So had it said shor o se, the oso as bino, that tells me only one son and a mother, not two sons and their mothers. So the word o, he had it said shor vise. Without the word O, I still would have known you only need one animal and its child, you don't need four animals. So therefore, the word O is available to teach me Larabos Kalayim. So Gemara says, no. Vakathmi Barilait still needed to teach me Lichadasani. The Baraita tells us that Ilu Nemar Shor Vise Ubino, had it said without the word O, Shor Enese and its Bino, Haisi Omer, I would have thought Aji Yishchot Shor Vise Ubino, that you have to Shecht a Shor and the Se. And it's Beno, one of their, one of them, not both of them. You have to have shecht three animals on the day. Tam alomer shor oseh osov es Beno. So, my lav me o nafkale. So we see that the word o separates either shor and it's Beno or sen it's Beno, and you still do need it. So again, there are a couple of havaminas here. Havamina one is that had it said shor oseh, shor viseh, u oses Beno, I would think you have to do all four. Four animals, two mothers, two children. The word beno tells me you only have to do one son. So you have then you would think shor vise, two mothers, an ox and a sheep, and then one of the sons, a total of three animals. That's why the word o tells me no. Shor or beno, or se and beno tell me you only need to shech two animals to violate o says beno, which means that the word o is still no longer available to teach me kalai. And where it says lo, it's not learned out from that. May oso. It's learned out from the word oso, as beno. Oso means only one mother, and beno means only one child, and therefore, had it said shor, vise, oso es beno, I would have learned only two animals, the mother and its child. The word o, therefore, is superfluous to teach me that larabos es a kalai. The Gemara says, now this all makes sense, hanicha l'rabanan d'miyaser l'hu eso. It all makes sense to the Shita Rabbanan, which we'll get to in the bottom half of the Gemara here, that the word Oso is extra, that word Oso is available. Ela l'chananya delomi yaser l'hu Oso, l'chalik minole. So according to Chananya, who apparently does not have the word Oso available for him, what's his source that you have to have only two animals? You don't do shur plus se. Minole l'chalik, how does he know? So Gemara says, lo tzar kra, he doesn't need a pasuk at all. It's a understanding, it's a logical. The Savalak Rabbi Yonasan, the famous Shita Rabbi Yonasan, Machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, that what? the Sani, the pasuk tells us, Ish asher yakal es aviv ve'esimo. Now it's very important to read the whole pasuk here. The pasuk says, Ki ish asher yakal es aviv ve'esimo, moshimas aviv ve'imo, kilal damabas. It says the word kilal twice. It says yikalel es aviv next to the word aviv, and then at the end it says aviv v'imo kilal. So the word kilal once is next to aviv, and then once is next to imo. So what's the drasha? So again, the Braita says isha sheyikalel es aviv es imo, one who curses father and his mother. Ainly ella aviv v'imo. I only know if he cursed his father and his mother, is he chayv misa avav aviv shelo imo, imo v'shelo aviv. If he only curses his mother, or he only curses his father, minayin, how do I know such a son is chai misa as well? Tamalomer, it says, aviv imo kilel, aviv kilel, v'imo kilel, divrei Rabbi Yosha. Since it says the word kilel twice in the pasuk, once next to the word aviv, once next to the word imo, that tells me that if you curse either one of them, such a son or a daughter would be chai misa. That's all divrei Rabbi Yosha. Comes along Rabbi Yonas and Omer, mash meshneim keechad, mash me'echad b'fnei atzma. So the pasuk, whenever it says a vav, it says ki ish ish asher yikal es aviv es imo. It means together, and vav also means it means separately, either one. So you don't need to have such a drasha. Ad shifro l'cha kasuv yachdav. Unless the pasuk says yachdav, that you meet them mamish together. Outside of that usage of yachdav, whenever the word letter vav is used, it means end or. It means or vav. It means both of them. So that's all Rabbi Yonasan. And therefore, what's pshat here? So had the pasuk said, sure, viseh, that would have implied or, just like Rabbi Yonasan thinks, aviv imo implies or, one or the other, and therefore he doesn't need an extra drasha to teach me oso is the chalik. That is implied from the letter vav, according to the shita of Rabbi Yonasan. Okay. Marnal says, "My Chananya halfway down my Rabbanan." We mentioned above the machlokas between Chananya and Rabbanan, whether or not the word Oso was available for a drasha. So, what is this machlokas? The Sanya, the Brisa teaches Oso as Beno Noeg Benekevos Veino Noeg Bezacharim. It only applies to men, not to females. What does that mean? The Rashi says Benekevos is referring to Ha'em Ubna, the mother cow and its son or daughter. And if referring to a bull and its calf, it wouldn't apply. If one shechs a bull, you are allowed to shecht a calf on that very same day. The post can actually point out from Rashi explaining this way, it sounds like we paskin ein choshin lezera'av. We're going to see, we're going to get quite familiar with various kalaim of fathers and mothers of different species having children. So are we concerned with the zera'av, that there's some father that his DNA is in here? So apparently Rashi assumes ein choshin lezera'av. So it's a halach l'maisa, they're trying to figure out. We know many places when we ask for a fua for a person, we always use the ben of the mother's name. It's not be Kabbalah, there are reasons for this, why we use the mother's name. But outside the world of Kabbalah, in terms of halacha, so some say because of this concept, ein choshin lezer ha'av. That's why we don't use the mother's name, only the mother's name. We don't use the father's name because ein choshin lezer ha'av. We don't acknowledge, even though we might know who the father is, we don't acknowledge the DNA. That's how some poskim explain. That's how Chassam Sofer explains this. Others say differently. Others say the reason why we use the mother's name when asking for refuah or any other type of trila is because we know for certain more the mother is the mother than the father is the father. Not that we're questioning who the father is, but the father of a child is based on rov. If two people are married, how do we know this is the woman gave birth? That we know. The chaya gave, the yoledes gave birth, pulled this child out of the mother. How do you know that guy's the right father? Because we assume the Gemara says, Rov Bilos Halach Acher Abal. Most Bilos, that even the woman was, even if she was Mizana, most Bios was with her husband. So the Rov tells us that this was the father. But a mother, there's already a chazaka, which is strong in the Rov. The chazaka that the Chaya pulled this child out of his mother, so that you know for sure that that's the mother. So therefore, it's safer to choose the mother's name over the father's name, and not because of the concept of Ein Choshishim Lezer Ha'av. Either way, for our purposes, Rabbanan assume that Oos Es Beno only applies to Nekevos, the mother and a child, and not to a father and its children. Comes along Chananya. Hananya Omer Noeg Bein Bezachar and Bein Menekevos applies equally to a bull and a cow, to a mother and a father and a child. The issue would apply across the board. My time, and what's the reasoning of the Rabbanan? Why do they limit the Oses Beno Dafka to a Zachar and its child? The Sani, the Braisa, tells us, Yachol Ye Oses Beno, one may have thought that Oses Beno should apply Noeg Bein Bezachar and Bein Menekevos. The Dinhu, chayv kan, and it's logical to say the opposite. It's logical to say chayv kan v'chayv be'em al abanim. There's a chiv by oses beno, and there's a chiv of the mother and taking a bird and its chicks, a bird and its eggs. There's a parallel, as I mentioned earlier, between these two different mitzvahs of taking a mother and its child, about both being achzarios and showing rachmanos and so on and so forth. So there's a connection between these two. And ma kishachayv be'em al habanim b'nekevos v'lo b'zacharim, the iser, or the mitzvah, and the iser of taking a mother, the mother and the chicks at the same time, is only by a mother bird, not by a father bird. That's why halacha l'maaseh, we're going to get to the last parak, Yishluach HaKein, in the Masechta, the halachas of the father bird versus the mother bird. He only yotz the mitzvah by a mother bird. That's why it's hard to know, many birds, many kosher birds, the father birds is more involved in the nesting to a certain extent. So to be yotz to the mitzvah, you have to know the different species of birds, whether or not it's a mother bird. So I think like the robin's known that the mother bird is there mostly, and therefore it's safe to assume, you don't really, unless you really know what you're doing, you can't tell often between a mother and a father bird necessarily, but you could assume by a robin, I think that's usually a mother bird that's laying on the eggs. So, but just like we have, it comes to Shulach HaKein, it's only the Gabi the aim, not the father. So, af so to here, Kishachayev Khan, but Nekevos, v'lo b'Zacharim. So, too, in the world of Oses, but no, it's limited to Nekevos and not b'Zacharim. So then the Gemara says, lo, but don't say such a Kal v'Chomer, because im amris b'aim alabanim, shekein lo asa b'mezuman, kishein mezuman. There are other limitations we have by Shulach HaKein. That you can't, you only perform the mitzvah Shulach HaKein if it's not mezuman, if you didn't prepare it, if you just chanced upon it. But let's say there's something that's in your property, which is called mezuman, that's a mamish, you helped the nest, you put a bird's feeder up, and you really encourage the birds to make a nest, that's called mezuman, you're patur from the mitzvah. So it's very limited, the applications of Shulach HaKein. But Tomer, are you going to say oses beno, which is more expansive, she'aseh b'mezuman, she'eino mezuman, whether or not you chanced upon a oses beno, or you created the situation, you're mezuman, the iser applies across the board, it's more expansive. So just like oses beno is more expansive, legabe mezuman, k'sheinu mezuman, perhaps it should be more expansive, legabe the zachar nekev as well, and you should only use Shulach HaKein as a proper model. So therefore he says, how do I know? Tam lomer, oso echad velo shnayim. Oso means only one and not the other. Only one, which is we're going to choose the mother over the father, is that subject to the iser of oso es beno. So Gemara now says, after the Torah distinguishes between the father and the mother, legabi oses beno, zachiti ladin, I can now learn the din and say chayv kan v'chayv be'em alabanim. Ma kishachayv be'em alabanim b'nekevos v'lebezacharim. Af kishachayv kan b'nekevos v'lebezacharim. So now I could use this equation of the aim alabanim by the Shulach HaKein to the case of oses beno, that they both equally apply only to the mothers and not to the fathers. Now, v'im nafshach lomer, if you're going to ask a question, we'll see a question in just a second, beno, b'mi, shebeno acharach acharav. So which one is it? The type of parent that the children oftentimes follow after. That yata zachar she'en beno karach acharav. We know that the children, calves, young animals, are usually following after the mother more so than the father. So that's another reason to say that oses beno is limited to the parent, that the beno is karach acharav, which would namely be the mother. So ma im nifshach lomer, what would the question be? What would be unsatisfactory about the drush we made above? Gemara said, v'chitema, if you're going to say oso zachar mashma, so when you say oso in the pasuk, oso es beno means oso, only one of the parents are subject to oso es beno, so oso is in the zachar. I would have interpreted which parent? The father, because it doesn't say osa. Osa would have indicated the mother, osa, and beno. But since it says oso ves beno, that implies the father and his child. So that's not a rye that should dafka. It tells us it should be one parent, but we don't know which parent. We would actually be more inclined to say the father parent, since it says oso b'loshen zachar. And for that reason, so harei hu omer beno. What does beno mean? Misha beno karach achra. Forget the grammar. But oses beno, where the beno and oso are very much connected, so a child, a calf, that follows which parent? So yatza zachar she'en beno karach achrav, to exclude a father, a bull, whose calf doesn't follow afterwards. So that's the drasha harabana know, that that oses beno applies to nekevos lo zachar, and he uses the word oso, so that's what we said above, the word oso is not available according to, the other way around. the word oso is available to a rabban because he doesn't use the word oso. He ends up using the word beno as the drasha, and therefore oso is extra. So if you take a look now, going on to the next page, the next few lines, then into Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says.
We needed beno before. We needed both beno and oso. The Gemara earlier saw it, said that the havamina of four animals, he said beno, then the havamina of three animals, and he said oso.
Mm-hmm. I hear. I'm not sure how to make heads and tails of all this right now. Okay, so then the Gemara says, "Tav of Ayin Tes L'Chananya K'siv Oso Dimashma Zachar U'K'siv Beno Misha Beno Karach Achrav Dimashma Nekeva." He uses each one independently. Oso means the father, parent, and Beno implies the child who follows their parent more, which would be the mother. And there, Hilkach, therefore he learns Noeg Bein B'Zachar and Bein B'Nekevos. And for Chananya, he doesn't have the word Oso available. He wasn't able to learn above that or one or the other, and that's why you have to rely on Shitas Rabbi Yonas on that the word, the letter Vav, always implies or, and that was his Joshua. In terms of Adam's question, I'm not quite sure how to make all the calculations.